Day 140, Elijah's final journey. 2 Kings 2, 1 through 8. Ahab died a coward in the battle with Syria. His son Ahaziah ruled in his place. After 2 years, he fell out of a window in his palace and died. Since Ahaziah didn't have a son, his brother Jeroboam became king. Meanwhile, the prophet Elijah's work in Israel was done. Elijah and Elisha were on the way from Gilgal. "The Lord has sent me to Bethel," the prophet said to Elisha. "You stay here." "Just as sure as God is living, I won't leave you," Elisha knew. Elijah would soon be taken by God. Next they came to Jericho. Some of Elijah's followers came to Elisha. "Do you know that today God will take your master from you?" they asked. "Yes, I know," he replied. "Keep silent." Elijah said, "Stay here. God has sent me to the Jordan River." But Elisha refused to leave. Together they walked to the river. 50 of the prophet's followers stood watching nearby. Elijah took off his cape, rolled it up, and hit the water with it. The water divided, and the two prophets crossed on dry land. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why wouldn't Elisha leave Elijah? What happened when Elijah hit the water with his cape? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.